Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out of the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C. Murray.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Randy Rand.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing that each of the rappers are coming up, get them put on. We need the platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering graphics, just shadow the time. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content to you to do. Everything free to download the stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
We got
trouble
with
you,
we brought our bitch, we represent. All them chillers on the mic and we show love to all you fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's the Murder Master Music Show. Free the homie gangsta, bro. I see these rappers on these streets. I got my chopper about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it live forever, bitch, we coming hella strong. I see you feeding for the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez, episode 564, Murder Master Music Show. Bring on Mac J.
Yes, sir.
And we knocking out these shows, and you know what I'm saying? Beautiful part about it is we're not just interviewing rappers, you know what I'm saying? We're interviewing authors, we're interviewing filmmakers. We're going to have Champ Town from Detroit on real soon. He just put out a dope documentary about Detroit hip hop. You know what I'm saying? A lot of dope shit coming out. And tonight we got one of the most talented cats out there right now. He's from Jamaica. He's super, super talented. I'm talking about Exclusive The Selector. I'm going to bring him on right now. We got a lot of dope fucking tracks to play tonight. Man, how you doing, Exclusive?
What's going on? What's going on, family? You already know, man. I appreciate it, man. Salute. You're now in tune to the Murder Master Music Show. More fire.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, man. And you know what I'm saying? You're a very talented artist. You work with a lot of dope artists as well. You know what I'm saying? You're a dope producer. When did your love for music start, man? When did you know that you had a knack to be able to do this?
Started a while back, man. Like, growing up in Jamaica, you only had a few things to do, you know? So either you played sports or, you know, you did music for the most part, you know? Because pretty much everybody was able to, you know, get a good education, those who could afford it anyways. So, and after a while, it's just music, because it don't matter how good your education is after you graduate school, it's still hard to find a job, you know, kind of like now how it is right now, you know?
Yeah, so music is something that got you at an early age then.
Yep.
Who were some of the first guys that you got into?
Well, back in the days, it was more like, you know, those who you grew up with, like, you know, the Bounty Killers, you know, the Shaba. Shaba was more overseas, so back then, like, who was hot on the island at the time, and then, you know, the Super Cat, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. The Capletons and all that type of shit.
Yeah.
You did, like, stuff and, like Look Wicked from Luke Records and different things like that over in the States as well.
Yep, because
some of the shit out of Miami.
Yeah, a lot of Miami shit, because it was a lot of your cousins and friends would go to Miami or New York, and it was mainly like East Coast Miami music that we got introduced to. You know, till after a while, you know, we started having people go to like the West Coast and bring back that West Coast sound to Jamaica. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then when after a while, like, you know, I want to say maybe around high school days, maybe around, like, the 90s, early 90s, you know, 91, 92, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, like, a big dancehall influence in the hip-hop scene. So
yeah,
the artists that they were doing records with.
The shit Snoop and them was doing and shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, Shabba Ranks, Shaka Demons and Flies, Mad Cobra.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, it was
Mad
all
Cobra,
kinds of shit
yeah.
coming up. Mad Cobra was that shit,
gangster.
Man.
Yep. And then you had Canadians doing reggae music to collaborate, and like Snow and them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We had him on the show. Man, he was a great guest, too.
Yeah, man, that was a badass interview.
15 million records. I mean, whether you like them or not, man, that motherfucker sold crazy units. And,
yep.
You know, a lot of people were influenced by him. Yeah.
Yep, real talk. So, yeah, like the Bounty Killers, the Ninja Mans, you know, them guys back in the days. You know, all the old dancehall shit that y'all love to listen to, that old real gritty, grimy dancehall shit. Yeah, that.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
And then your style, for the people that haven't heard you, they're going to hear you very soon. And then we're going to take some callers. But how would you best describe your style?
Man, due to the fact that I was like a DJ for the most part and I do a lot of engineering, it's more like I came up with my own shit. I call it Yardcore, you know what I'm saying? It's just like a mixture of that gutter hip hop, you know, mixed with the Yardie influence, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I call
it
Yardcore.
Yeah.
I call that shit Yardcore.
Well, the stuff, you know, for those that haven't heard the Fuck the Illuminati project, Fuck the Lamestream project, you know what I'm saying? They got to hear the song Heartless. I mean, that motherfucker is just crazy how you fuse your style, you know what I'm saying, with the hip-hop and the reggae. I mean, it's insane. You and X killed that. We're going to close this show with that. But the first track I want to play, I really want the audience to get an idea of what we're talking about here. Man, New Lion, man. Why don't you tell everybody about this one, man? This is the last one you sent me, man. This thing's fire.
That track, actually, I've been mixing that track, man, for about, Jesus, about 4 years I've been working on it, pretty much.
Wow.
And I couldn't reach out to the producer or whatnot, you know? So that one is kind of like, you might just have the exclusive of it, you feel me? If it ever get released. So,
wow. Yeah. Well, we're honored to be able to do that. We always love to play exclusive music, you know what I'm saying? And if this is the only place it's ever released, you know, which I hope it's not, man. I hope the masses hear it.
I might have different.
Man,
I have different version of it somewhere else, but this version of it right here. Is you the only one with that version right now? You got a special dub plate, as we say back home.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah, huge honor. We're going to listen to this track right here. You know what I'm saying? We'll be right back with the homie exclusive to select it. Don't go nowhere. 917, I see you. Hold the line, brother.
For mankind today, close mouth can't eat no food.
No.
Light pocket can't work.
Move
a pocket going to school, I got dick someday. Me not sit down on the bench for nobody. Put my faith in the Most High. Halfway meet me. and watch over my shoulder. I let me see the words tomorrow. Let me forget not where I'm from. Father God, show me the way to go. Love my enemies, yeah. Love my friend them. You forgive, so I and I forgive them. Spiritual soldier in the heart of the jungle. Them know the sun when the lion rumble. When you find out the truth, you can free up your mind, body and soul. We're charting the right road. Welcome to the lion, the lion, where the king of Zion lives. Mind. Light up my split, light up my chalice. Ease my mind. Light up my split, light up my chalice. Ease my mind. Light up my split, light up my chalice. Ease my mind. Them no know about the dirty street where we come from. Them no know about survival in a Babylon. Them no know the higher level. With the band, them no know the traditions of a Rastaman. Them no know the Sabbath, them got the days wrong. Them no know the good thing where them a bag along. Them no know where the shipment come from. No, them no know them where no me know. Get the style from. Them no know how where you get it from. Welcome to the Lion Day. Lion Day, where the king of Zion lives. Zion. Welcome to the Lion Day. Lion Day, where the king of Zion lives. Zion. Welcome to the Lion Day. Lion Day, where the king of Zion lives. Zion. Welcome to the Lion Day. Lion Day, where the king of Zion lives. Zion.
What's up with that? Zion, you know what I'm saying, man? That's one of them tracks right there. Yeah, man. That's, what's your take on that, man?
Hell yeah. Man, see, lately, Rich, I've been listening to a lot of dancehall shit anyway. Because, there's a couple dudes that I heard some songs. I thought it was like some new music, but it was some guys that had already been out. And then I'm like listening to this shit too. It's the same, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a gang of good music out. And the way he fusing it with everything else, it's just killing
it. I'm glad we're able to showcase that here because, you know what I'm saying, we got some real talented brothers. Me and you were just talking behind the scenes, man. There's so much diversity affiliated with the UGS, man. There's so many cats with so many styles from so many different places. I mean,
right, I'll put it like this,
you're not like that guy. If you don't like that guy, you're gonna like the other guy. I mean,
exactly. Not to cut you off, but
so
I'm just gonna
shit.
Like, people keep saying they don't be hearing good music, but I be feeling like y'all just don't be looking for it in the right spots. You know what I'm saying? Because you can always listen to the old shit to keep listening to good music. You can listen to good music, old music, whatever, it's still good music. But we be hearing some good music, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we not just saying that shit. I be feeling like these songs better than the shit I be hearing on the radio.
The track we play, and it's a beautiful thing to be able to have these guys on the line. We're going to give you a preview of next week's interview, because next week we're going to interview the league, which is exclusive to Selector, Exit Only, and Fred Stye. But right now, we got all three of them on the line. Let's chop it up with all three of them, man. We got Fred Stye, Exit Only, and Exclusive to Selector, the league. How are you guys doing?
All good, Fred. Luke and UTS, what's up with you, man, Jay?
Hey,
hey.
What's good, Fred? What's good, everybody? UGS for life, your selector, you already know. Exit, what's good, bro?
What's going on with you, my brothers? Everybody good? The league in the building.
Oh, yeah, man. Sir.
Leave now, the league. I set the lead now.
Yeah, they know that.
That's what I'm talking about. You got three guys from three different areas, Jamaica, Brooklyn, Jackson, Mississippi. And yet you guys mesh together perfectly. You know what I'm saying? You guys got a project out right now, Exit Only. What's the name of the project, and where can the people go get it?
We Be The League, the EP, is on Bandcamp. Anybody can go get it. No excuses, because you can actually set your own price if you feel like you want to pay for it. It's like a little 5-6 song EP. We wanted to get something out in the public, to let the people know that, you know what I'm saying, it's serious and the album is coming. The album will probably be coming forth by summer next year. We're in the process of working on that now, among other projects. You know, we stay busy and stay working.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Guys have, you know what I'm saying, different backgrounds, you come from different places, yet you're able to blend and bring all that together into one entity like that. You know what I'm saying? Is there future plans? You know, you got this project out right now, everybody needs to go get it, we'd be the league. But is there future plans for an album, a tour, or anything in the future?
Well, we're working on the whole league album here. We're in the process of getting it done. That's why we took a lot of the older material, went ahead and put it out for us and created the EP. But, yeah, we also is working on a couple of tour spots. I got a couple of promoters I'm in the conversation with now that got a few areas on lock. As a matter of fact, near the areas that my brothers are in, between Orlando and between North Carolina, where Sal is right at the moment. So we're actually trying to get a couple of shows and stuff out to probably around by next summer when we get close to actually getting ready to release the album. But we've been lining all the business up. That's what took so long to actually come forth with the interviews and so forth, because we wanted to make sure we have everything in line for the people before we actually come forth and promote anything.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying right now. You sent me a league song, if I'm not mistaken, exclusive. I believe Choices. Tell me about that track right there. It'd be a perfect one to go into.
Yep.
Selector.
This is called Drum. Selector.
Yeah, my bad. I had it on mute.
What's up, man?
But Choices, as soon as I heard it, I was like, yeah, this is a league project right here. You know? And then I sent it over to Cy and Exit, and I think it was Exit that laid it first, and then we built on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exit's a genius, man. Because when you did the Heartless song, you know what I'm saying? I forgot who was originally going to be on that particular beat. But you're like, man, Prez, let me do something with this. And you got with Exclusive, and the two of you guys just, man, knocked that fucking song off.
Man, hell yeah.
A lot of dope music on it. That fucked the lamestream. You know, D-Tag did his thing in the production.
Hey, for real, on some real shit, they
one of my favorites
on that whole album, man. That album go hard, man, from top to the bottom, man, for real.
Which one?
Just the diversity alone, man. Hell yeah. Which one you said?
Oh,
Heartless?
Yeah. The whole thing is just wicked.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, yeah. The whole album, man. Both discs, man.
Many different styles. I'm honored, Brother Chris, to even be able to bless him with the song. Matter of fact, that was a song I think Dice was supposed to be doing. And it was a track he didn't want to deal with at the moment. So, when you passed it over, I kind of already knew what to do with it. I just had to set the elements up. So when DJ Crutcher told me he'll put some cuts and scratches on it, and Exclusive was down with it, so Burn Heartless.
Yeah, that's a motherfucker of a song.
We're I'm going to say
close
this.
Show with
just
that one.
Was on top. Hey, you kind of going in and out.
That's the Fez, man. That's the Fez. They fucking.
They
try to
fuck
shit up,
and shit. All the time.
Yeah, that's all that shit is.
Real talk.
Yep, that's all they
are. For no one of you have survived.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna give them choices, you know what I'm saying, about the league, and we're going to be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Leave now, the league. I take the lead now.
So I'm on.
UGF for life.
Yeah.
Now when making decisions, sometimes you don't choose your best. Russian roulette, the love less, bulletproof vest. When headshots hit a great flash, you once caressed. To the openly confessed, instead he chose deception. Win blue, change direction, lost affection at the crossroad intersection. You learn your lesson. When passion come into action, reaction could be costly. Couldn't pay attention to no one but self. It cost. She caught him with another, her pain was seen clearly. Crime of passion attacked her heart and leave misery. But never weigh the weight of another man's burden. Sometime in the eyes, you can't even see the purpose. Was it worth it? Only scales can tell that. Who would have thought she would react like that? Eyes wide open on the sofa, laid back. Heard about suicide, her head rest in his lap.
Playing is the future, just having fun, yeah. They so innocent. This dude bought them all ice cream cones from Mr. Softy. You should have seen their faces. But with the snap of a finger, that good feeling was replaced with casket vision. Two teams who don't like each other are right in the middle of them, getting ready to fight each other. A scene seen where they from too often. At first, nobody knew who, but heard a little girl talk. Saying please, we just wanna live our life to the fullest. Please. I know it's on your waist, don't pull it out. As a tear drops from her eye, she said me and none of my friends wanna die. They said y'all getting ready to fight. Why? I know you feel like you got to, but you got a choice not to.
I was raised in Jamaica. Where y'all Creole and then strong make us move from the aisle. I'm looking for something greater. Wanna break us, only create haters. Couldn't predict the future from the past, which made us. No love, no trust, that restricts us. We have a two-faced picture in which depicts us. Head high to the sunrise, awake up.
Episode 564, we got exclusives and selectors. That was choices by the league. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of music
there.
It's a positive vibe. You know, is it important for you to put across a positive vibe with so much negativity out there today, especially in the music?
Oh, yeah. This was before today, man. I always been on that positive tip because when I first started doing music, it was around, you know, it was around like real Rastas growing up, you know what I'm saying? It was that positive movement the whole time, you know, and matter of fact, he's a big star now. I could say like Jack Cure. I used to hang out with his cousins, whatnot, back in Montego Bay, you know? And we used to build music together, which was the vibe, and they were elders than me. They used to take me to the sound systems and show me what they did on a day-to-day basis, you know? And I was intrigued by that.
Oh yeah.
And as I grew older, me and a couple of my cousins and a couple of my friends, we put together a little sound system, and we would play, you know, whatever music we purchased at the record store. You know, there were only a few of them, you know, being on an island. You know what I'm saying? And whatever was hot that week, we would get it. You know, I remember one weekend, because we buy records on Fridays, right? And one weekend, it was that Montel Jordan damn song. This is how we do it. It came out. Bam, 45. You know what I'm saying? So you never know what you get when you go to the record store.
Hell yeah.
So how my music is like. It's like all over the damn place because I'm influenced by every damn thing you can think of. And, you know, right. Some of it will surprise people sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I see you post a lot of different music from all genres. It sounds like you got a good influence of just about everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And I don't post my music for people to say, oh, this is... I post it so I can remember what the fuck I heard last week because sometimes I forget what genre I'm in, you know what I mean?
And Rastafari, you got ya.
Yeah. I know about that now. Not everybody from Jamaica smokes herb, man.
What's
wrong with
there's
you people?
There's nothing wrong with that at all. I think everybody in the world should be able to.
That has nothing to do with anything. It's just a natural gift.
Yeah.
I just like mixing songs and making sure the bitches sound right.
Shout out to Canada and lucky fuckers, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. The whole country, not just a state, too. Not just a state.
Yeah. The whole country. Not just medical.
They're like,
shit. Just, you know,
they're like,
we're
going to get on it before the Jamaicans, too.
Yeah.
Jamaica just signed a deal. I was like, about time. You know, that way they can export it for profit, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to look at all the benefits from it. That's the main reason why it's illegal, because it costs so many other industries money. You know what I'm saying? You could produce oil with it. You know what I'm saying? You could produce just about anything with it. You know, and you can get high as fuck with it, too, which is also an added bonus. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Plus, it helps so many people, man. I mean, if you can give, you know, a cannabis oil to a child and stop that kid from having a seizure, why the hell not? You know what I'm saying? It should be available for anybody that needs it at any time. But these greedy bastards in the government that control everything, they have other plans. What's it like in Jamaica? You know what I'm saying? In a place, you know what I'm saying, where there's so much marijuana. I mean, it's got to be like a fucking weed heaven over there, man. Break that down for me. Break it down.
Oh,
no
Lord.
Seeds or stems, though.
Break that down
no
for
sticks,
us.
No stems.
Break that down for
well,
us.
When we grew up, it was like you were allowed to have three plants in your yard, at least three plants that were visible. You dig? So as long as you don't cause no disturbance to the neighbors, it would be like whatever. And, you know.
I had to hide it in the neighbors' bushes where it was invisible.
The neighbors will steal your shit a lot of times, too. That's the fucked up part. They will steal your goat. They will steal your weed.
Oh,
everybody
man.
Loves cannabis.
Yup, and curry goat.
Yeah,
real
talk.
Now they decriminalize it, so it's like you can have up to 2 pounds or under 2 pounds, maybe 0.0 gram under 2 pounds. You dig?
Oh, man.
I used to be running away from the cops with a couple dime bags in my pocket. You're talking about 2 pounds. Shit. I would have loved that back in the day. Man.
What did I say, 2 pounds or 2 ounces? 2 ounces.
2 ounces.
Yeah, 2 ounces.
Yeah, 2 ounces.
2 pounds would be good, though.
Hey. Yeah, 2 pounds is a month supply. 2 ounces, that'll last a week.
2 pounds. Man, if you go to Jamaica, you know what's so messed up?
Oh,
a lot
yeah.
of people think they're going to go to Jamaica and smoke a lot of weed. You can't.
No,
it's not the
y'all,
same. It's
y'all
not manufactured. It's just natural weed, and it gets you high as a fist.
Yeah,
so
y'all
don't think
different.
You're gonna...
It's different, too.
Yeah.
If you go over there asking for a dime, you're subject to get a trunk full.
Yeah. Because you're going to convert it. A dime is still a dime. Over there is still a dime, you know? But you're going to convert the U.S. money over there to Jamaica money. Forget about it.
Oh.
Indeed.
Oh, man.
Sounds like a perfect place to be.
You just can't take it back.
Yeah, you just can't bring it back to the States. You have to smoke it all at the airport. Get high before you get high.
Get high before you fly.
Exactly.
What's the next track you got coming up for us, bro?
I tell you, the next one we got right now, man, Wakanda, man. Tell us about this one. You know what I'm saying? It's another dope track you sent.
Oh, Wakanda is like what the lainstream is to the mumble rappers. Wakanda is like the soundtrack that should have been the soundtrack on the, you know what I'm saying? You remember the movie Shotless when the first bootleg version come out and it had that fire-ass soundtrack and then Sony got a hold of it and fucked it up?
Yeah.
So that's what that Wakanda is. That whole album is like, you know what I mean? It could have been on that movie right there. That's a soundtrack for that movie, you know?
Exactly.
And we're trying to bring it over to the positive vibes. We just kept the positive vibes rolling. Oh, that's Caliber.
Caliber 007 and Exit Only, I believe, right? You want to hear Exit?
Yeah.
No, that's Caliber and the League.
Yeah, it's the whole league.
The whole league on that
league.
Shit.
Caliber, Exclusive, Me, and then Sty. Yeah.
That's a monstrous lineup of lyrical fucking just beasts killing it, man, because everyone you
back
guys
with it too.
Bring your A game. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, we went
Hell
back
yeah.
to back on it.
Yeah, and the song is intense from beginning to end. I mean, it lives up to it.
Man, this is what I'm talking about right here, man. Let's give them this one. Then we'll be right back, chop it up a little bit more. We still got a couple more tracks.
More fire, bless up.
Black.
In the era of Wakanda, with or without special armor. Don't come here with that drama, we'll take your head off as a warning. I am the era of Wakanda, with or without special armor. Don't come here with that drama, we'll take your head off as a warning. My claws sharpen, my skin's hardened. Think I'm crawling, you retarded. Think I'm falling, you the next target. You weak, Carter, take a plea bargain. See, we the strongest, though we the smartest. Can't be the hardest, we'll see you on it. Put your bare feet in my bare feet. Hands concrete, you show to sleep. Having no problem with checking the scrub. Give us the fuck till we give them no love. That's why I never go out to the club. Joker say something, I'm giving them all. I'm a warrior, I was trained to be shit. Destroy, rebuild, how I see shit. Kill or be killed, baby, please believe it. Stay in your field, maybe you can leave shit.
I am lion in the concrete jungle. Out in the field, we don't fumble. One shot, one aim, one kill. Instill from birth, from little pit lid. They pray on my downfall. Every time them try a bounce back like round ball. Them violate everything dead. Them violate everything dead. Them see me from me corner cool and walk on disturbing me. Them violate everything dead. Them violate everything dead. How you feel army when you're on me army? Chopping it off. They thought I was hated. Still I'm a swerve. No debate. East Coast, West Coast, them formulated.
I am the era of Wakanda. With the with that special armor. Don't come here with that drama. We'll take your head off. As a warning, I am the era of Wakanda, with or without special armor. Don't come here with that drama, we'll take your head off as a warning.
Bow to the king, gets the ring of the dawn. When a crest in the spirit appears that I'm armed. We're set for the west, so we rise for the dawn. Gorillas in here and it looks like we come. Ring the alarm, the king to come. The kingdom come, king has come. Sheep farmer, but the crown above us. No Clarence Thomas, yet street soldiers. Heat hosts for the ghetto rumble. In the city jungle, we the brown bombers. Back of a path for the shadow to summer. Wake up you sleepers from summer. Numbers, killers among us like killmongers. You ain't seen drama like I have seen drama. Drama bring violence and fear in the factor. Go ride the whip like
fashion challenge.
Come on.
Foes conspire to destroy Wakanda, but that's word of reminder.
My word.
I'ma stand firm, cause I am a warrior. Home return.
Throne the heir to it.
That's because I am a king.
mad.
That beat pounding like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all real hip hop.
Yeah.
It's concepts.
That motherfucker pounding, man.
Different, you know what I'm saying, things you can learn, the substance. It's not none of that fuck shit lamestream stuff we were talking about, man. Salute to you, exclusive.
Right, and that was Caliber at the top of the track and shit, right? Caliber was on
that
one.
Yeah, that's him doing the hook, and he had the first verse.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, salute to Caliber for that whole concept and idea.
Oh, yeah.
That was his idea, and, you know.
That's
like
the short version, too. That's the short version, nigga.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all gonna break somebody. Y'all gonna break somebody's windows.
We was gonna
shit.
Bring like three other people on that motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but the elements are so tight with that four. That's what we roll with.
Yeah, So We Be The League's available right now. You said Bandcamp. What about a solo project, exclusive? You got any solo stuff you're working on?
Not really, man. I've been working on just getting everybody's tapes tight. You know what I mean? I'm like Steve O'Malley. You know what I mean? I make sure everybody's shit good, and then I drop my shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure everybody sounds tight.
Yeah. Well, you got a vision, man, because, you know what you're doing. You know, each time you work with an artist, no matter who it is, you just kill the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think you and D-Tag, you know what I'm saying, you guys can definitely collab on some stuff in the future. Do you ever work with any other producers like D-Tag or Skinny Man or something like that?
Yeah, man, I got a couple local art producers that I work with, actually. Basecamp, shout out to Basecamp, you know what I'm saying? We did that, remember that one song, I don't know if you heard it, it's called Soundboy Kill, I'm ready when you're ready to go kill out, that song right there now. You know what I mean? Back then, you know, couple other time producers that I got linked up with through Caliber, you know what I mean?
Yeah, salute to Mozart Jones.
Mozart, you don't know. So, got a couple one, you know what I mean? There's so many people out there. Plus, I do a little production myself, so I'm not too kind of fussy about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you like doing? What do you like doing better, man? The vocal side of things or the production?
The production is my first love.
Yeah.
But then I don't mind getting on the track and talking some shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm about to ask you what dance hall artist you listening to now. Because I know you still
right now, man.
Still
Massacre. Massacre killing the game right now.
Massacre.
Yeah, Massacre. M-A-S-I-K-A.
Yeah,
And Tommy Lee and the entire Montego Bay camp, man. All them niggas coming out of Montego Bay, Jamaica right now. Them niggas got a different style. They shutting shit down.
Yeah,
like
I'm about to say, they got some different shit over there, man. I've been listening to some Busy Signal and shit, some motherfucking
Busy Signal, big
shit. They got some big shit going on, man. And basically, it's like a lot of that dance hall. Basically, it's like to me from being in America, is like it's Jamaican rap music, basically. But it's different though. You know what I'm saying? But like. Basically, them dudes getting on songs, like, you might hear, like, eight dudes on one song, the same beat, though. And they just ride the motherfuckers out. And all it sounds like is they just getting on there and freestyling, ripping that bitch. So, like,
you know,
even though it's
that's
the same beat, it sounds like a different song depending on who owns the song. You know what I'm saying? Like, they different songs, but it's the same song. That shit dope
it's
as fuck,
man. It's our culture, though. It's actually different songs. Because that's our culture,
the
right? Because back
in
the day, we used to make one rhythm, and it would be like 20 motherfuckers get on it, and whoever make the best five or eight or... And they would
make
albums out of these rhythms.
Yeah,
and
man, I've been downloading a lot of them motherfuckers,
album.
And I'm like, I've been hearing a whole bunch of old Vibes Cartel shit and just other little motherfuckers.
Movado.
And like they got other dudes that's under them. Movado and all that. It's some tight shit, but
you know,
it sounds like
Pop Town is very big now. You know what I mean? He came up on the
Yeah, man, that dude bumping, man.
Yep, and not to mention that though. You know what's so cool right now too? A lot of the British rap music, trap, grime, and all that is gravitating mm-hmm. towards the Caribbean influence right now. Like Stefflon Don, you know. Shout out to that.
Yeah.
You know? A whole lot of the damn thing, man. And it's a lot of Caribbean influence in their music.
I've been paying a lot of attention to that shit because somebody else put me on this shit though. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I know who the old school artist is, but some of the new school artists, I'd rather listen to that than listen to some of the new school rap artists. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even be listening to this. I don't listen to none of this swagger shit. I just can't get into it, man. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, me and Prez talked about this shit a long time ago. We was like, maybe people think we just getting old and we hating. So I started to sit back and just try to evaluate what they was doing, and I still can't get into that shit none whatsoever. None of that shit. But it's, you know, but it's other forms of music where some young cats really popping that shit, and I didn't even know they was doing it like that, to tell you the truth.
You gotta listen to some fucking cheesy. Because
they don't put it
song.
On the radio over here. Like, you got to really act for this shit. Like, so finding good dance hall music is just like looking in the underground. Like, you really got to be looking for it because they not playing it on the radio. Like, it ain't no clubs playing this shit. Like, every now and then you might find that one club and you be like, oh, okay, they bumping that shit. But it's not everybody doing it. They don't show no love, man.
They go to what's trending now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in terms of like, let's say a song come out tomorrow because of the internet now, it might be big. But it's been big over there for like 2 years already, you know? It just finally broke the internet. Them shit's been big. That Omi song, that one Omi song, that it took about 8 years for him to remix it and make it big. And it became platinum, and that's all you heard all summer, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up.
It's
crazy. Yeah, I salute you for doing what you do, though, man, and staying true to, you know, staying true to your roots and everything, you know what I'm saying, because
musical
that's what the game
levels.
Need. They need, they need real individuals, man. That's the only thing the game need is real motherfuckers, man. Like, Exit Only, he the same way. He know what he can do, and he know what he capable of, and he do that shit, and he ain't afraid to do it.
I can say
that's
all
I can want of that nigga line.
And he'll come back with fire every time.
Yeah, but
he knows how to do.
So we studied the game, They studied studied the game. They just want to go and take the test without studying the game.
Yeah,
and the teachers that they got, they got dunce teachers. So they just give them a fucking C and they pass. They ain't got to take it no more. You know what I mean?
It's real tough. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do, Exclusive Man. We're going to go to another track that I want to come back. I want to give you the floor, you know what I'm saying, let everybody know everything that you got coming and how they can get in touch with you and all that. But first, I want to give them this one, Keep It Going, man. And that's what we got to do. We got to keep this shit going, man. Tell everybody about this track.
And we got to stay positive.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
No room for negativity. No room for negativity.
No. The older we get, you know what I'm saying, you got to hold out as much positivity as possible. You know what I'm saying? That's why if you're around people that are constantly negative, man, you got to kill that vibe. Otherwise, it'll kill you.
You got to get them out your circle. It'll consume you. Correct.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. But tell us about this song, though. Who's on it with you?
This is Caliber again. And he had a hook on it already, and he's like, Selector, let me hear what you sound like on this. And then, bam, bam, bam. And I told him I'm keeping it. And the rest was history. Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah. So it's both of our tracks, so you know what I mean, we both got equal shares in it, you dig?
Well, that's what's up, man. Nothing wrong with each of you guys putting it on a project or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Calvin 007, Exclusive to Selected, Keep It Going, right here in the Murder Master Music Show. We're going to be right back, don't go anywhere.
Fire,
The whole army still there, you know. And whatever pray, militant youth them there, you know. So do it. And what them feel like, time for we wise up, you know. You in the presence of a living legend. Hey, yo, Caliber, stop it, love. Come talk to them for me, my yours.
Here it go. Get it going, keep it going, 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 keep it going, keep it going,
keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, strong from day one, can't replace them. Swift with the gift, what more me have to say? Willpower, strong man in the man DNA. Me real from the start, from the very first day. Inspired by the hustle, watch the kid. Hey, they gon' let me loose for the mic again. Fire from Babylon once again. Straight from me heart, I'm an opposite. You in the presence of a living legend.
Episode 564. This is Murder Master Music Show, exclusive to Selected. You just heard him and Caliber 007. Caliber had did one of the intros to this show right here. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to DJ Ready Ready. He's the one that introduced us to Caliber.
Hell yeah.
Talented artist.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? He also did the intro to Underground Saturday Night for you and Velvet Rose, the lovely Velvet Rose. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Salute to Caliber, man.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, man. Hell of a show tonight, man. I love, you know what I'm saying, showcasing talented artists, in this case, artist and producer, you know what I'm saying, from another country, another place, you know what I'm saying? And that's the beautiful thing about UGS, man. We're family from all over the world. There's no borders, imaginary lines, cards in the sand. None of that fuck shit with us. You know, it's an honor to be able to showcase people from all over the world. And, you know what I'm saying, salute to you, brother. Man, tell everybody, I want to give you the floor, though, before we leave. Tell everybody, man, what you got coming out and how they can get in touch with you for features or production. You know what I'm saying? Floor is yours, exclusive.
Hey, exclusive, before you do, I also want to iterate artist, producer, writer, and engineer. So if they need to get at you for anything, they'll know they can get at you for anything.
Man, you covered all bases. It's like a one-stop right there. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Many services, man. Take advantage of it. Get at the man and pay him. You know what I'm saying? Pay him. Don't be on that gimme.
That's the only way I can keep going.
Yeah. Pay him.
You know what I'm saying? Real talk. But anyways, you can reach me, man. You can reach me out at I'll be on the IG Selecta 876. That's SELEKTA 876. Or you just Google exclusive that Selecta, man. Real talk. Just Google exclusive that Selecta. You'll find me. But don't harass me though. Cruise to fame at gmail.com for features. You dig?
Blessed.
Yeah, no harassing, man. Don't bother the man. Man, Lord knows we get enough of that shit. But I'll tell you what, man, we'll see you guys again next week when we do the league episode. You know what I'm saying? Next Friday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, same place. You know what I'm saying? Murder Max Community. So we're going to get out of here, man. This is the song Heartless, produced by D-Tag. You know what I'm saying? Get at D-Tag. He's doing a lot of things right now. Off the Fuck the Lamestream compilation, available right now everywhere, man. This is Exit Only, Exclusives of Selective. You know what I'm saying? Heartless, man. Thanks again, Exclusive. Man, we'll get at you real soon, brother. Appreciate you for coming on the show. A shout out to you, Exit. Shout out to you, Fred Stye. And we'll talk to you guys next Friday. UGS for life.
No, fuck the mainstream. Roll with the team. Fuck the lamestream.
Don't they them and no us. We say them when they look like me. Respect no trust, except to expect no love unless it's sex and drugs. Roll 20 like Doug, spin out, shoot up the club. Divide above the comments, no nonsense, but honestly, on that same mind frame, aim to kill pop. So I'm stockpiling shells on the kitchen cabinet top shelf. Collecting them, cutting easy like collecting dust. Those was fun to fund my son's future. Who protect us? It's the question, burn hotter than the sun when them guns up. Leave them heaters too close to when they get warm. See them deceivers, cheaters when they transform. Up from the pulpit, you've been warned. Can't conform. The living dead, some forehead among the unborn. D-tag, no label, full package untorn. Pigs pull pistols in physical form. How you feel if you don't like me? Kill or be killed if you ever cross me. Fuck how you feel if you don't like me? Kill or be killed if you ever cross me. With my last verse, or could you outlast the last verse? You would die first, none existed life before birth. From the dark I bring light, write my life within a verse. Immaculate deception, my concept is perception. My vision don't paint pictures on the wall, projection. Pen is mightier than the sword, through my weapon. Cool breeze, still remain a saint among these thieves. Cool breeze, from Mexico with a burrito. Cool beans, a Benny Siegel in a meat coat. Cool beans, y'all niggas vision green. Up off a green screen, 5'11", no team. A pretty green mean. Tall fables can stumble the unstable. Like slanging canes to the disabled to show what they